Welcome back. This is Building Community with Busey Bank. I'm Tom Ackerman. This KMOX radio show and podcast every month here at KMOX.com/community banking. And we are joined, as always, well, most of the time. He's had some great colleagues come in and join us as well as our co-host, and that is my old friend Jeff Burgess with Busey Wealth Management. He is the Executive Vice President and President of Busey Wealth Management. How are you?
Doing great today, Tom. Happy to be down here as always.
Good to have you at KMOX Radio, and joining us is Kate McKern. She is the Executive Director of iThrive. Kate, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Let me start with you. Tell us about iThrive. It's been around for almost 20 years.
Yes, almost 20 years. So iThrive makes an immediate and measurable impact by providing essential vision services, things like vision screenings, comprehensive eye exams, prescription glasses, directly to kids where they are. So we drive our signature mobile vision clinic directly to schools and community centers throughout our community. And kids come on board, get that full comprehensive eye exam, pick out their glasses, and walk off with their brand new glasses on their faces back to class ready to learn.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
What ages do you range?
So we see 4 through 18-year-olds.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So as early as pre-K.
That's outstanding. And Jeff, we call this Building Community with Busey Bank for a reason, because you have been building your establishment and relationship with the community for a long, long time at Busey.
We certainly have, Tom. We're very proud of having been around quite some time, working closely with organizations like iThrive, like many others in our communities, to help build and strengthen overall community. Very proud to give back in this fashion, proud to identify these very impactful organizations and figure out ways we can partner to have impact within the communities that we work and the communities that we serve. And as I personally have gotten to know iThrive myself, I've just been overly amazed by the impact that this organization has here in our St. Louis region. When you think about the basic of vision, mm-hmm. And you think about a kid that goes to school and can't see, well, being able to provide them with that tool to be able to see is so key and crucial. And unfortunately, many kids just don't have access to that.
What an incredible thing.
Yes. It's really simple. It's a tool in a toolbox, but without it, you really can't do much of anything. Think about driving, just walking, functioning, seeing the classroom board, seeing the book in front of you. We know that 1 in 4 kids has a vision impairment, and 80% of long-term vision impairments can be corrected with a pair of glasses.
Wow. What are some of the success stories?
Goodness. So many. I can think of one recent success story that really has stayed with me for quite some time. We met a pre-K kiddo, Jaden, the end of May, actually. And she was on board the clinic. She had failed her vision screening. She came on board for her exam, and I could tell she was just a little nervous, maybe withdrawn. She didn't want to talk very much. She didn't want to interact, read any books. And as our time on board got longer, she just kept inching closer and closer to me, to the point of which she was finally sitting shoulder to shoulder. And it wasn't until she got her prescription that I realized why she was doing that. She had such a significant prescription. She was both had a very significant astigmatism, and she was farsighted. So she literally could not see anything, to the point of which we actually made her 2 pairs of glasses. That's how high her prescription was. But she put them on and everything about her changed. She was no longer shy or timid. She was running and she jumped off the steps of the clinic. She was just running around the grass outside of the school, and she kept pointing at different things and asking me what they were. And one of them was a dandelion. And she says, "What is this?" I said, "It's a dandelion." She's like, "Oh, I had no idea. I read about it, but I didn't know." So just little things like that. It's a simple thing again. It's a pair of glasses, but it makes a huge, huge difference. And we'll be back to see Jaden every year until she graduates from high school.
Wow. Tell me about these clinic visits. What is that like?
Yeah, so we have a 38-foot RV that has 2 full optometric exam lanes. So just like you would see in a regular optic shop. Plus, we have a frame board that has over 500 brand new designer frames. That's actually what I think is the best part, is kids are walking away with something they feel really proud of. They feel good in. They feel empowered to wear. And so they pick out any frame they like, and then we have a lab there on board. So we actually cut the prescription lenses to fit inside the glasses. So kids go back to class with the glasses on the on their faces that they need to be able to see.
Wow, look at these numbers. I mean, Jeff, these numbers are staggering. I mean, you're talking about 3,900 eye exams just last year. Over 13,000 vision screenings. That's unbelievable.
Absolutely amazing the impact iThrive has been able to have here in our community. It just puts a smile on your face to hear a story like that, Tom, doesn't it? And just another stat, what is it? Over 4,500 pairs of glasses just last year alone. 4,500 kids who can see a dandelion now and jump off steps when before they weren't able to.
iThrive just won an Innovation in Philanthropy Award from the St. Louis Business Journal. That had to have been thrilling for you.
Yes, it was a wonderful recognition, honoring one of our most recent in-kind donors. So in-kind donations, every pair of glasses is 100% donated. Every prescription lens is 100% donated. So it really makes a big difference when we think about, you know, our reach, because every dollar can go directly towards programming.
So you need dollars and you need volunteers. I mean, if you're going to have that many screenings, you need people to volunteer. How do people reach out to you and get involved?
Yeah. So if anyone is interested in volunteering, both individuals or corporate or larger groups, they can just reach out to us at info@iThrive.org, and we can get you connected and add you to the schedule. Obviously, you know, donations fuel our mission, and we have a really big goal. Right now, while our impact is huge, the fact is we're leaving kids behind. Our wait list for summer visits is 15 back. Just next school year, we're already over 20 schools back.
Wow.
So the need is huge, which is why in 2025, we are planning to launch a second mobile vision clinic and get that on the road, providing even more glasses and eye exams to kids. With that second clinic, we can actually double our capacity and reach even more kids that really need us and that are currently going without.
I would encourage people to get involved. I know you need donations, but volunteers, you know, you watch those videos on social media where a child will put on glasses for the first time and it tugs at your heart. You get to see that every day.
Yes, it's we call it Christmas morning. Every day on board is like Christmas morning. You get to see kids experience the gift of sight for the very first time.
Wow. The Gateway region is important to you, Jeff, and you have some events coming to help grow the community.
We do. That's right, Tom. Here in July, excited to be featuring two separate Busey for Good events. Our team is always looking ahead, trying to find areas of opportunity to give back to the community and to participate with our communities that we serve. So coming up here in July, actually on July 21st, it's a Customer Appreciation Day. We know kids will be getting ramped up to go back to school, and every kid needs a color-changing eraser, Tom. So if you come by one of our service centers, you can grab a color-changing eraser for your soon-to-be kiddo going to school. With my kids alone, I know having a little tool like this to put a smile on their face about school is always great this time of year here in July. And then on July 28th from 9 to 11 at our service center off of Bayless Avenue, 4226 Bayless Avenue, we will have a paper shredding day. It's amazing to see the turnout for these events. Many, many of our great customers across the communities we serve show out with boxes and boxes of private sensitive papers, and we will help dispose of those in a safe fashion. So once again, Shred Day, July 28th from 9 to 11 at our 4226 Bayless Avenue location.
And to learn more about Busey's sponsored events and partnerships throughout the footprint, visit the community calendar, which is at busey.com/community calendar. Tell us again how to contact iThrive and anything else you'd like to add about the experience to try to draw in more people to participate, because it sounds like a place that you'd want to be.
I mean, it is. Like I said, it's Christmas morning. It's a remarkable organization and just a gift to be a part of, honestly. Anyone can reach out to us for any kind of volunteer opportunity or any kind of sponsorship opportunity. We do have an upcoming gala, our signature event called Spectacle on October 6th. And we're happy to talk more about that and individual sponsorship opportunities. You can reach out to us at info@ithrive.org for any more information.
Where's that going to be?
October 6th. It's going to be at Palladium.
Oh, yes. That's a good venue.
It is a good venue. And we have a lot of fun stuff planned for this year. Lots of fun stuff.
They do a great job there.
They do.
iThrive is joining us for this edition of Building Community with Busey Bank with this month of July. Jeff, always great to see you. Best to all the great folks at Busey. I know you have an incredible staff and things are humming along pretty well.
Thank you very much, Tom. Glad to do this with you as always. And when I think about iThrive and I hear the thought of getting another van to double capacity to provide almost 10,000 pairs of glasses a year as opposed to just 5,000. That's really exciting. That's really exciting. Congratulations. Thanks for doing this with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're here to help you. Let's see if we can get the CamOX machine rolling on that one. See if we can get some movement on that. We really appreciate it. iThrive and Kate McKern, Jeff Burgess, Busey Wealth Management. I'm Tom Ackerman. Our executive producer is Judith Anderson. This is Building Community with Busey Bank. You hear us all the time on KMOX Radio. You can hear it anytime. The full podcast is available at KMOX.com/community banking.